Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, according to costings from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, PAYE workers could have received €600 extra a year with the money being set aside for the proposed hospitality VAT cut in Budget 2026. Now, that's based on the IFAC estimate that the VAT rate cut will cost the equivalent every year of increasing the standard rate income tax bands by €3,000. I'm joined on the line by Adrian Cummings, who is CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, and Louise Bayliss, who's head of social justice and policy at St Vincent de Paul, and you're both welcome. Adrian, I might start with you because it's much harder to make the case for the cut, the VAT cut, when you see the figures laid out in this way, isn't it?
No, I don't think so, Claire. And I think it's unfortunate now that we're trying to pitch one part of society against another part of society in the run-up to a budget. And I'm a long time on the road in terms of pre-budgets. I've never seen this type of a strategy from IFAC in terms of their intervention. And I just want to be very clear to our listeners. It's a 9.5 billion budget. 8 billion of that is on capex expenditure. 1.5 is on tax.
Yeah.
The government, if they wanted to, they could reduce the capex and increase the tax package if they wanted to.
You'd be hard pushed to find anyone now to disagree with the strategy that we need to invest in infrastructure. And you see the Metrolink being proposed today, the housing problem that we have, and the growing population. So, you can argue against those figures, but we've been told that's what we have, 1.5 billion for tax cuts. And if the VAT cut happens, you're getting more than half that.
And what we in our sector and have advocated for, and it's in the programme for government, and the government have accepted this, that our industry, there is a problem in our industry in terms of margin, profitability, and every day we hear closure after closure after closure, either high profile or the local restaurant in your local village or town across the state that is closing down.
Yeah,
These are all viable. And
I don't know, Adrian, if you saw this. I read it in the paper this morning, an expert from Deloitte saying that the VAT cut won't stop those closures.
Well, I think the VAT cut will give confidence to the market in terms of where we're going as a sector and try and stabilise the industry. And I think that's as clear a message that we can give to the government around this. And, you know, there's listeners that are listening to the show here. They're small operators, maybe two people, three people, and they're hanging on for dear life for their business. And the VAT will stabilise their sector and try and get them into next year.
And there's fast food chains, and they're going to get it as well.
Let me deal with that as well, Claire, for a second. This was another, let's call it, landmine dropped in the middle of this the pre-budget around fast food. The fast food sector, and if you're relating to one of the major brands, they're all individual business owners. They're franchises. People have bought a franchise to open a business in their local area. They might have opened one or two
operations. Packed. They're packed all the time. I mean, really? Are you telling me that McDonald's and Supermax need a VAT cut?
Well, what I'm saying to you is that when you look at the overall 20,000 businesses in the hospitality sector, there's a small percentage you could say that they're multinational or national brands. But you can't split VAT. You know, this isn't possible.
But this is the problem
by the government.
Listen, I want to bring in Louise Bayliss, who's here with us as well from St Vincent de Paul. And Louise, IFAC saying in this analysis today that this money would hire 11,400 nurses or recruit an extra 7,800 teachers. What do you think?
Yeah, and it also said about the 3,000 tax credit, as you said, which would be almost €60 a week, €600 a week a year into people's pockets. What I would say is we have a situation where we're on track to receive 250,000 calls for help from people who are struggling in this economy. You know, people who are struggling to turn on lights, to plug in the television, to keep themselves warm, to feed themselves and their children. We had a report out only 2 days ago from Safe Ireland talking about the increases in food costs. So it is hard to see how one sector would get so much support. I totally agree with Adrian, though, on that we don't want to be pitching against one group or against the other. We know there are restaurants who are struggling. However, I suppose I would go back to the point that it should be targeted, very much so some of the things that were targeted as universal last year with the energy credits and things like that. And we would have always said it should go to those most in need. I think, you know, giving a VAT increase to some companies that don't need it when there are actual restaurants really, really struggling does not make sense. And I would think using the same approach we would use of targeted payments to those most in need makes more, it gets more return on investment for everybody.
Louise, what about the point that Adrian makes that the tax package could be increased here, that the government can afford to spend more than 1.5 billion on all of this and do a little more for everybody?
But I think the point that you made around capital expenditure being so necessary, we're in a country where we have a huge housing crisis. The homeless figures only came out last Friday, showed an increase in homelessness again. We now have 5,145 children. We have had years of not investing in our public services, whether that was health, whether that was education, whether that was housing. That was necessary because of, you know, the recession back in 2008 to 2012, 2014. We now have that dearth of services that need to be invested in. We cannot afford to touch that because we see the consequences. And Adrian would agree with me there that we see the consequences of poor investment. So no, I think the government are being sensible and making sure we have the infrastructure to support the population going forward and to support our needs. So I think we need to, if 1.5 billion is what has been agreed on, we need to make sure that's fairly distributed and all members of society get some benefit from it.
Adrian, in the last couple of weeks, an awful lot of questions have been raised about this potential VAT cut for hospitality. Are you confident that you're getting it?
Well, you're never confident in terms of a budget until the Minister of Finance steps up into the door and makes an announcement on the day. And the soundings we've got is that there is a VAT cut coming to us. When it's going to happen is not decided yet. We've said January 1 because on January 1, every business in this country will have to engage in pension auto-enrollment. That's an extra cost to payroll of 1.5%. And we have a minimum wage increase, which is wage inflation coming across the board. And obviously, you know, people have to live, have to rent, et cetera, et cetera. But that's 4.5% of a minimum wage increase. And we have to take that on board. And so we're hoping that the VAT cut will
As does every other employer in the country.
Exactly.
Do you think they will be able to split this out so that hotels don't get it for bed nights?
Well, you know, yes is the answer to that.
It's possible.
It is possible. And obviously the entire tourism and hospitality industry came together around the 9% VAT rate for food service. So, you know, the pub that has the teas and coffees, they'll get it. A hotel that does bed and breakfast, the breakfast part will be at the 9 and the dinner as well and the lunch. So there's a food element within the hotel that will get it.
But the room rate will be different. That'll be very complicated, won't it?
Well, you know, we've been doing this already in terms of you go out for a meal, you have a bottle of wine with a meal. The meal currently is at 13.5. The bottle of wine is at 23. We've been well able to manage this over the past number of years.
And tell me, do you think the consumer is going to see the benefit of this?
Well, that's up to each business owner. I know that my priority now at the moment is to keep businesses open in their towns and local villages. And we've seen so many high profile closures in the last number of weeks. There's a crisis in our industry and viability. So it's up to each business owner what they decide to do.
OK, well, a listener here says give the people the money in their pockets. Those who need it for basic living costs can use it for that. Those who are better off may choose to spend it in restaurants. Restaurant eating is out of reach for many and the change in the VAT will not make it accessible. But from your point of view, Adrian, if people have more money in their pocket, the €600 that IFAC mentions, they might choose to go and spend it in the cafes and the restaurants. So it could be beneficial no matter what way they do it for you.
That doesn't fix the problem in terms of low margin in our industry, high cost and cost increasing for our sector over the last number of years. Beef is up 96%, coffee up 145%, energy 85% over the last 2 years. We've seen increase in costs across the board. And your listeners there, that when they go into their shop, they've seen it in the grocery shop as well. That's reflected across the board with us as well in the food mm-hmm. service industry. So the business model is broken. The government, I see that there is an issue here, and that's why the VAT okay. rate has been put on the table.
Louise, final word to you on this. Should it go into people's pockets in terms of a tax cut, or should it go to the members of Adrian's organisation who run restaurants and cafes?
Well, ultimately, that decision rests with the government. But I would say there is a huge need for people living on low incomes who are working. One of the things I would look at is working family payments. They're not entitled to fuel allowance. They won't have energy credits. It would cost $42.5 million to give everybody on working family payment the fuel allowance. That's what I'd like to see, those really targeted measures to support people who are really struggling.
Okay. Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, and Louise Bayliss, who you heard there from St Vincent de Paul. Thank you both for joining me. Coming up next, we'll have some TV and movie recommendations for the month ahead.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.